Just northwest of Yellowstone National Park, you'll find some old mining towns with quite a story. When gold was found here in 1863, the stories of what was being found in the stream beds brought thousands to this area, seemingly overnight. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
As Carmen Cenarius explains, this Montana town got its start when some men struck it rich.
Gold was discovered in Alder Gulch in May of 1863 by five miners. They found the richest strike they'd ever had.
Those men went to the established town of Bannock, Montana, filed their claims, and headed back to Alder Gulch.
Within 9 months, we had over 30,000 people come into Alder Gulch, and it became known as the 14-mile city. There were nine cities that sprang up, Virginia City being the largest, and that city was laid out above the creek, not right in the diggings themselves, because that was going to be the permanent town.
This strike was one of the largest the world had ever seen. The stories of what these miners were finding was quite amazing.
Miners that would come here and they would go down to the creek and they would walk along and pick up nuggets the size of your thumb. Every day they would go back to the saloon and spend their hard-earned money on whatever they needed, whether it be beer, whiskey, a steak, or a bath if they wanted a hot bath.
A series of towns sprang up. Nevada City, where we did this interview, then Central City, and
Nevada City. Now, Nevada City is a recreated town highlighting the miners that came here and the businesses that came to purvey and provide for the miners. Nevada City at one time had a population of over 2,000 people.
Nevada City was a northern town, while Virginia City was considered a southern city. But like many such mining towns, the life of this place was relatively short-lived. However, these places didn't become ghost towns. What became of them is next time as we travel the countryside in Nevada City, Montana. I'm Andrew McCray.